He said, you got to live by faith. So if you got to live by faith, you have to know what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We don't see it. We don't have it in our hand. This very simple definition of faith or information about faith from the New Living Reader's Version of the Bible, it says faith is being sure of what we hope for. It is being sure of what we do not see. I know it, 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 I know it. It's kind of like children at Christmas time. And they have been told that they're going to get, they don't care about bicycles that much, but I'll say a bike. And they'll tell you, I'm getting a bike for Christmas, I'm getting a bike for Christmas, I'm getting a bike for Christmas. Have not seen it, but they have faith that it will show. Amen? And so as we look at those in the hall of faith, there's Abraham and there's Isaac and there's Jacob and there's Moses. You know those stories. You know how they believed God. You know how God moved them from one place to another. You know how God blessed them. You know how he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. And if you don't know that, it's all in the book. I'm not trying to be smarty on that. It's all in the book, but I don't have time to go there. And so they did what pleased God. That's the point. They did what pleased God. And I'm asking you today, did you do what pleased God? Tomorrow, is it in your heart and in your plans and in your goal to do what pleases God? Does Matthew chapter 6:33 mean anything to you? Seek first the kingdom of God. Does Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 mean anything to you? Trust the Lord with all your heart. Don't try to figure it out yourself. Acknowledge him. Ask him about it. Seek his face. Let him tell you what to do. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Amen? And so as we look at these people in the hall of faith, I want to go over to verse 32, if you can bring that up. It says, and what shall we say more? He had mentioned all these people in the hall of faith. And what shall we say more? For time would fail to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, and of Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stop the mouths of lions. Now, if you're waiting for me to explain, this is self-explanatory. Amen. Just you are hearing the word of God and God is talking to you just like they did what I instructed them to do. The Lord said the same is true for you. The same victory is yours, even though you may go through some struggles and some battles. The same victory is yours. Say, the victory is mine. Quench the violence of fire. Escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Waxed valiant in fight. Turn the flight of armies of the aliens. Women received their dead to life again. And others raised to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And it went on to tell what happened in all these. Verse 39. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. And then it goes on to in verse chapter 12 says, seeing we have such a greater cloud of witnesses. And so I had this lesson that short form of Bishop's messages that he's been teaching on the from the pastor's desk, and I said, that's a good outline. I'm just going to teach from that. Amen. I'm just going to teach from that. And as I was sitting this afternoon somewhere, and the Lord started talking to me, he said, you have in the Bible many examples of people who live by faith. He said, but there are also many people that you know who have lived by faith. And he brought my mom, my parents, but he especially brought my mom. He said, you tell them about your mother and her faith. And so I'm number 9 of 12 children. And so a lot had gone on before I could remember. Amen. But I remember my mom talking about, my mom was a super smart, wise woman. She had the wisdom of God. I'm just like her, they say. She would tell us how they would struggle. Her mom had 11 children, 3 brothers, but all the rest were girls, and all the girls were older. She was the 4th because she had a set of twin sisters. And they plowed the horses and cows and milked the cows and did all of the work that the men did. But her heart's desire, her utmost desire was to go to school. Didn't have the provisions, didn't have the schools till 8th grade. She said, I stayed in 8th grade 3 years, not because I failed, because I wanted to go to school. She said she loved math.